A record wet monsoon season has tampered wildfire activity in Arizona for much of the summer this year. But rewind to early June, and much of the state was ablaze as the Telegraph Fire burned hundreds of thousands of acres across much of eastern Arizona near Superior and Globe. It prompted Governor Ducey to call a special session to address wildfires in the state, which resulted in lawmakers handing the governor a $100 million wildfire relief package not long after. Now lawmakers are at it again, setting up a bipartisan ad hoc committee focused on wildfire management. It will be chaired by Representative David Cook of Globe, who estimates he lost three quarters of his ranch in the Telegraph Fire. I spoke with him more about the goal of this new committee and how he believes the Forest Service started back burner fires, which aim to starve the fire of the fuel it needs to spread, that resulted in the loss of his property and others in June.
It's not our first experience with fire on federal lands and Forest Service lands. We go back 3 or 4 years ago when we had the Pinal Fire, a different incident commander, different district ranger. Things were done completely different than what was done with the Telegraph Fire. And so when you take the homes, and one of which is one of ours that got burnt down, they had staff, they had fire trucks, they had all that stuff up on the Pinal Mountains. This time they didn't do that. They were feeding that fire. All of the fires from that Wednesday night on, the homes that were burnt down in El Capitan, all of the devastation and destruction, the flooding from Globe in that area, in that watershed, all of that was from fires in which the agency set in the middle of the night. And that's what I hope we come to find out, is how these fires are being handled.
So are you with this ad hoc committee looking to investigate specific incidents like this, or are you looking at a broader issue here?
Well, we're looking at a broader issue, but it's incidents like this that all come back to the same thing. If we go back to the Woodbury Fire was managed, and it started down in the Superstition Mountains, and it ended in Globe. It crossed into another county, and there was significant damage and country burn up then. The State Highway 88 has received over $30 million worth of damage, and this has been over a few years ago, and that state highway is still closed. So the Arizona taxpayers are being left on the hook for all of this destruction and devastation, which is caused while they try to, quote unquote, manage these fires.
So I want to ask you a question then about the state's role here. The federal government, the Forest Service just canceled the bidding process for the next big phase of its really massive forest thinning project, the Four Forest Restoration Initiative, or FORFRI, which was aimed at preventing these kinds of catastrophic wildfires by, you know, restoring the forest, thinning trees, things like that. What can the state do on its own in terms of prevention efforts, and are you looking at funding things like that?
That could be something that would come out in the report at the end of the committee. I've been around long enough to be when FORFRI was started. And we started out, the Arizona Cattle Growers and I started out with a plan called Save Our Forest Plan. And what it was is chainsaws and cows and thinning the forest. Well, then it came along FORFRI, but we all know what the problems are. Number one is the infrastructure to do that work. We need long-term contracts so that we can get private investment in there to build the facilities for the lumber mills, for the biomass mills, for all that stuff. But no one wants to invest their private money into something that they have no concrete assurances that they will have 10-year contracts or 20-year contracts to feed those mills. And so someone's got to step up and lead and say, okay, here are some funds that are available, whether it's a grant or whatever, for the infrastructure that's needed for those facilities, and then here's the assurance that you will have those long-term contracts to do that. We're all for that. It's just a matter of finding out where the problems are and whose responsibility is. Could the state step up and do it? Absolutely, on state lands. But we need the assurance that we have the materials and the fuels available that would be able to fill those plants.
Could any of this have been done, Representative, when the legislature went into special session this year, earlier this year, to address wildfires, the things that affected your home, other rural areas? Did that special session do enough? Did it lay the groundwork?
I don't believe that there's anything, knowing what we knew, that we could have done different.
So looking forward then, have you been in contact at this point with the governor's office about potential legislation that could come out of this next session? Is that the goal here?
Yeah, the goal is not only to look at what we could do that. The answer to your question is yes. I've talked to the governor's staff last night. about this issue, and we're going to march hand in hand and do the best thing we possibly can for the citizens and the taxpayers of Arizona and finding out. The first thing that I've asked for is called the state forester, and we want the signed contracts and the memorandum of understandings between the federal government and the state government so us as legislators can review those, better understand them, and review them and see if there's possibilities that jointly we could do that would strengthen Arizona's seat at the decision-making table when these fires occur in Arizona.
All right. Representative David Cook joining us from Globe. Representative Cook, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
We also reached out to the Forest Service for a response to what Representative Cook had to say. We have not yet received a response.